This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. Well, every argument against prepping has now collapsed. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Thank you for joining me. Be sure to check out my new website, prepwithmike.com, which lists all of the real-time in-stock inventory items from the Health Ranger store. It's a real-time page. Everything you see there is in stock, ready to ship from our warehouse in Texas. And on that page, I'll be featuring hands-on how-to videos and podcasts, all branded prepwithmike.com. So that's where we're going to have very practical, solutions-oriented, do-it-yourself type of things for prepping. I'll be bringing you videos as well as podcasts on that subject. But here we are in the last half of 2020 now. And I think just a year ago, most people maybe couldn't have imagined themselves becoming preppers, but here they are. You know, prepping was considered fringe. It was a kooky thing. Oh, these weird wackos are buying ammo and guns and beans and, you know, whatever else people are stocking up on. And regular mainstream people who think of themselves as, quote, normal, they would say, oh, why would anybody need to stockpile? Or they're hoarding supplies. Oh my God, they're hoarding, you hoarder. And they would use terms like that. It's totally insane. And they could never see themselves having to stockpile anything because, of course, all the food supply lines were working great last year, you know, and there was no delays on getting shipments from Amazon. And you could go out to the grocery store and you could just walk around with your shopping cart and you could just pick whatever you wanted. And it was all in stock. It was all there. No shortages, no limits, right? No social distancing, no masks required, no risk of catching a pathogen as you're out shopping for groceries. So those were the days when it was easy to deny the importance of prepping. And in those days, a lot of people said, well, I don't need a gun. I can call 911 and the police will show up to my house and solve my problem. Well, that was before the whole left-wing defund the police movement, wasn't it? Where every leftist in America is now saying, abolish the police. Not just defund, they want to abolish the police. They're saying the police are bad, and they're passing resolutions to cut the funding and even to completely disband police departments in some areas. And as a result, well, what's happening to violent crime? Oh, it's skyrocketing. Yeah, it's skyrocketing. Rapes are up, arson is up, muggings, assault, murder. Did you know that people in New York City are buying ballistic vests now in record numbers? More ballistic vests, that's bulletproof vests, are being sold in New York City now than ever before. I wonder why. Well, because New York is defunding the police. So now this whole argument that, oh, I don't need a gun because I just dial 911 and people with guns will come to my house and solve my problem for me. Like, that whole argument is over. It is now over. And if you don't have a gun to protect yourself, your life, maybe your wife, maybe your children, maybe, you know, your family, if you don't have a gun, you're out of luck now. And that's why everybody's out buying guns, including a whole bunch of anti-gun people who are lining up and discovering that because of them, there are now like 12-day wait periods in some states. I need a gun now. Well, guess what? You moron, you voted for the law that makes you wait. And while the criminals have guns and they don't have to wait at all because they're buying them illegally, you have to wait as a law-abiding citizen because that's the law that you supported. So there you go. Oh, and people in California trying to buy ammo, don't you have to have, you have to buy ammo from an FFL dealer now. You got to have ID and fill out a form and have a transfer fee and everything. Oh my God. Like, are you kidding me? Us Texans, we just buy ammo by the trunk load, you know? We just go to the ammo store. Well, at least we used to before it was all sold out. Just load it up. And basically the question was, what's the weight limit of this vehicle? That was like, how much weight can this axle handle? That's how much ammo we bought. That's ammo, you know, by the carload or truckload in Texas. But here we are now with the COVID lockdowns causing the supply line shortages, causing the collapses, causing the ammo shortages, the gun shortages, the food shortages, everything. And people are now suddenly preppers, people who never could have imagined themselves being preppers. They are preppers, and they are hardcore preppers. Now, some people get prepping totally wrong. They go out and just buy 50 cases of toilet paper, and they think that's prepping. So obviously, some people need some rational thinking in prepping priorities, you know? And by the way, I have a whole section on that in my free downloadable audiobook at globalreset.news. I think it's in part 3, or maybe it's one of the, it's a special report. It's all free, by the way. You download all the audio files and the PDF, but there's a discussion in there about prepping priorities, how to spend your money on the right things first, so you don't have too much of stuff you don't need while you're missing some basic critical thing that you do need. So that might be interesting for you to check out if you haven't already. But people who are new to prepping really struggle with it. They don't know what to buy. They don't know where to get it. They don't know how to store it. And this is why it's so crucial for those of us, like myself and probably you, who are more experienced preppers. I've considered myself a prepper for over 20 years, maybe more like 25 at this point. We need to help others prepare. And I know it's fun sometimes to mock them, but in reality, the more prepared they are, the better off we are. Because every person who is prepared is one less person who's panicked and showing up at your door or my door and begging for help. Can I have some toilet paper? You know, because they didn't buy anything. And probably they're going to be asking more for food than toilet paper. So prepping is something that we should really strive to share with others. And that's a lot of what I do, obviously, at Natural News and also with a nutritional slant. I do have a new ebook coming out called Survival Nutrition. That's about a month away. I'm working on it, doing the recordings. It's going to go through transcription and then layout for the PDF file and everything. It's going to be free, no charge, and just a major discussion about nutrients for survival, cognitive awareness, wound healing, immune boosting, defenses against pathogens that might be circulating in the wild, and how to make your own medicine, things like that. It's all about nutrients and food because that's really my wheelhouse, but I've been a prepper for so long, I've kind of combined the two, like nutritional preparedness, i.e. survival nutrition. So that's coming soon, and I know you'll really enjoy that. I look forward to sharing that with you. In the meantime, check out prepwithmike.com for, again, real-time inventory of available supplies. And I do want you to know, we are manufacturing Ranger buckets as fast as we can. We're suffering a severe labor shortage in Central Texas, and we're also suffering from supply line problems with the raw materials. Even though we've expanded our warehouse, and we're doing another expansion that's going to be done in, 3 months or something like that, basically doubling the size of our operation. It's going to be close to 50,000 square feet at that point. And we're producing what we can, but we're under severe limitations. So if you want to see when we have Ranger buckets, because they show up in stock, you know, a couple hundred of them will show up in stock when we have them, and then they'll be gone in 2 hours or something, or 3 hours, definitely go to prepwithmike.com and you'll see what's available there in real time. When Ranger buckets are available, they will be right there on top. And the bottom line for everybody here really is everybody's a prepper now, unless they're just suicidal. So we all need to get on board with prepping, help others prepare, gain knowledge, gain experience with preparedness, and also spend our money wisely so that we get the things we need and don't waste money on a bunch of, you know, gadgets or things that are really not that needed. You know, sometimes you're like, oh, should I buy this $2,000 scope for my rifle, or should I get $2,000 worth of food? You know, and so that decision can be made rationally based on what you already have. My job is to kind of help you work through some of those decisions and just, you know, assist with some experience that I have. So thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, for naturalnews.com and prepwithmike.com.